Mark chapter 4, verses 16 and 17. The Shallow Hearer. Mark 4, 16 to 17. Jesus is explaining the parable of the soils. And verse 16, others, he said, like seeds sown on rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Mark 4, 16 to 17, the shallow hearer, the superficial hearer, the impulsive, quick response, but superficial because it's shallow, no depths of soil. Now, the pathway, the trodden, hardened pathway, is a very difficult thing for the preacher. His seed goes nowhere, the birds of the air, Satan robs it straight away. It goes nowhere. But here is another case which is very trying to the faithful preacher of the gospel. You see, this hearer, initially when he hears, he's willing to listen. He hears the word. And his response is overwhelmingly full of interest and enthusiasm. Joy, verse 16. He receives the word with joy and at once receives it immediately. He's all over it. It's marvelous to him. He can't stop talking about it. He's over the moon about it. He's eager. He's quick to flare up. He's quick to flash because it's all so wonderful. He's excited about it, enthusiastic. He's like a firework. He's all sparks and fizz and bang and show. It's wonderful. But sadly, the shallow hearer is like these rockets. They whoosh up into the sky. And all the sparks and bangs come everywhere. And then it fizzles out. And this dead, decaying stick tumbles, falls to the ground. And this is what Christ is warning us of here. He's warning me not to be a superficial hearer. Full of enthusiasm over the word, weeping over it maybe, full of joy, can't get enough of it, full of interest, but not lasting. Christ said about John the Baptist, John 5, verse 35, you enjoyed him, John the Baptist, you enjoyed him for a time, yeah. Hosea chapter 6, verse 4, their righteousness and all their enthusiasm, it was like a morning mist. Or like the early dew. The early dews of morning have passed away at noon. The acid test, my friend, is time. 1 John 2:19. They did not stay with us, says John, because they did not belong to us. It seemed as though they did. They heard the word. They were delighted with it. They couldn't get enough of it. But when the time came, as time went on, then it was the end of them. You know the crowd. One day they'll cry, Hosanna. The end of the week they're crying, Crucify. Let me give an illustration from the plant world. After all, this is an agricultural scene here in this parable. When people buy bedding plants to put out into the garden, they're very interested in the colour and the blossom. What they should be interested in is the root action. We want root action. In fact, good advice is to remove the blossom and get the root action first as you put out the bedding plants. The root action is essential for the summer's growth. Jesus has to be rooted into. Paul, writing to the Colossians 2:7, writing to the Ephesians 3:17, says, rooted and grounded and built up in Christ. Are you a rooted believer, grounded in Christ, or are you a superficial hearer, a superficial believer? I used to garden on sandy soil, and one of the diseases that plants can get is something called club root. So brassicas, say Brussels sprouts. I could have Brussels sprouts tall and strong, seeming very fruitful. But come the time when the autumn came, I could brush by them and they would just simply fall over. Why? On good soil, you could hardly lift the Brussels sprout plants out of the ground. They were so tightly rooted. But these just fell over. Why? Because they had a disease called clubroot, and there was no root action, and there was no hold. This is what Jesus is warning us against. And time tests. And here it's trouble and persecution. There is no if about it. Oh, if persecution comes. No, it's when it comes, because it is going to come. Jesus has warned us of it. If we stand for the gospel, if we preach the gospel, if we live the gospel, we shall meet opposition. Any man wants to live godly in Christ Jesus. Paul writes to Timothy, any man wants to live godly in Christ Jesus, he shall suffer persecution. Will you stand then, my friend? Remember Jonathan Edwards and Charles Grandison Finney? Jonathan Edwards could say about the converts he'd known 20 years ago, the vast majority of which are continuing in Christ. What did Finney say? With his system and his method, he went back and they needed converting all over again. Oh, no, no. The fire dying down. We need to be gripped by the gospel, rooted in the gospel. It needs to bear deeply into our lives and into our hearts and in our minds. We mustn't be temporary or hardened believers. Because there's a warning here. Warning to me as a preacher not to believe everything that I hear. Be careful of the enthusiastic response. Look for root and wait for time. Be encouraged, yes, but don't build your hopes too high, too early. That's as a preacher, but as a hearer, may I not be superficially tasting the gospel, like these tea tasters. I don't want to be a taster of the gospel. I want to have it deeply rooted in my soul. What's the alternative? Verse 12. Ever seeing, never perceiving. Ever hearing, never understanding. And therefore, they never turn, and they are never forgiven of their sins. Oh, my brother and sister, may God give us grace to grow in grace and in the knowledge of Christ, rooted and grounded and built up in the gospel in Christ. And may we see many sinners. May we preach for this and watch for this and encourage for this to warn sinners, not just temporary, Lord, Lord, and never do the things that Christ said. Oh, may God give us grace to preach the gospel in all its ramifications and see genuine converts to Christ. May God deliver us from being stony ground hearers, hardened pathway hearers. May we be fruitful hearers for Christ's sake. Amen.